one thing that I like. It's riding around on a motorbike. I'm a speed king when I once begin. I once won first prize 2 and 6. I know all the dirt like dirty tricks. I'm a marvel when I'm out to win. In a 50-mile race, I am the best. I ride 5 miles and skid the rest. So come along and see me riding in the PT races.
Ah yes, the vintage sound of George Formby there. Not from the Isle of Man himself, but he did come here on occasion. Famously, in fact, in the film No Limit, based on the TT races. In fact, it seems that people seem to come here once they get famous, rather than originating from here. With the odd exception, like the Bee Gees, of course. They were born and raised here for a while. But that might be something to do with the fact that it's a tax haven for the UK and money kept here is considered offshore. Anyway, as you've no doubt guessed, we're in the Isle of Man this month. What do you mean you've never heard of it? It's right between the British mainland and Ireland in the Irish Sea. And what is usually a peaceful, nice, idyllic rural landscape gets invaded once a year by thousands of bikers when the world-famous TT races are on. The Isle of Man TT race takes place on regular roads on a course over 37 miles long, and that makes it one of the most dangerous races in the world, with riders sometimes being killed when things like stray cattle decide to walk across the track. The most dangerous day, though, is arguably what's referred to as Mad Sunday, which is the day that the full course is open to the public, and every Tom, Dick and Harry that fancies themselves as the next Barry Sheen or Kenny Roberts go out on track together. So with the island's busiest time being centred around the TT races then, what better time for us to visit and experience the Isle of Man at its best? The main method of travel to the island is a 4-hour ferry journey from the mainland, though of course you can fly if you want to, but that means you can't bring your motorbike with you. The sea crossing over here can be very rough at times, and the ferry's not always the best place to be on rough crossings, but if you do want to bring your ride with you, then you've got no choice. I'm standing on the island's main port now in the town of Douglas, and I'll try to get a few words with some bikers who've just docked. There's some just coming now. How was the ferry journey today? Was it rough? Really? That bad? I'm glad I flew now. How long are you here for? Great, well, I hope you have a good time. Sure, thanks, and stay safe. I've left the port of Douglas now, and we're standing by one of the TT circuit's best vantage points, a place called Cregney Bar. Let's have a word with some of these bikers over here and watch the action and see what they have to say about the place. Hi, how's it going? Would you mind if I ask you a few questions for our podcast? Good, good. Obviously you're here for the races. Do you come every year? Great. How do you find the locals? I mean, are they happy to see you? Do they like having their island invaded by bikers every year? I bet, yeah. So how do you entertain yourselves at night? Awesome, that sounds like fun. Does it matter too much who wins the race? I mean, do you just come over for the crack, or are you genuinely interested in the racing? Right, well, thanks for talking to us. I'll catch you later. I've moved away from the racetrack now and I've organised us a live link up with a special guest. I'm standing close by the largest water wheel in the world, in the town of Laxey. And no visit to the Isle of Man would be complete without seeing the iconic Laxey wheel and seeing and hearing it in all its splendour. Our guest is the man in charge of maintaining the Laxey wheel, and he's been kind enough to let us interrupt his daily work schedule to talk to him. He's actually taking a break from work right now, and he's standing way up there on top of the 72-foot diameter wheel that's been working here since 1854. Rather him than me, I can tell you it's quite windy today. I'd hate it if he got blown off. So, let's see if our guest is ready to talk to us via the magic of a radio link. Bob, can you hear me? Bob? Ah, hello, Bob. Can you tell us a bit about your work here at the Laxey Wheel? That sounds like a great job. I believe it's been in the family for generations, this job. Great. So, what time does your working day usually start then, Bob? Not too early then. And what time do you tend to finish? Is it a long day? Quite late then. Still, I suppose it's work that you love and you take pride in though, right? Great, well, thanks for your time, Bob. I'll let you get straight back into it. That was Bob there, standing way up in the sky there on top of the 72-foot diameter Laxey wheel. The man who keeps it all turning. Well, great interview there, and with that, I think it's time we made tracks and left this peaceful, idyllic island to get on with life without us. So, join us next month when we visit another one of the UK's islands. Next month we'll be in the Channel Islands, so stay tuned for that, because it will be the last of our episodes from the UK's islands and nations before Christmas. And then, in the new year, we'll continue our tour, but we'll concentrate on some of the different parts of England. And we'll kick things off in Liverpool, home of the famous football team, Tranmere Rovers.